welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's English language broadcast for this Thursday, July the 27th. Partly cloudy skies here in Havana, a nice hot Thursday here in the Cuban capital. I'm Ed Moreland, joined by Lena Valverde and Juan Jacomino here in Studio 8. They'll have the news for us this hour. We invite you to stay with us. We'll have news from Cuba and around the world. We'll have our Thursday features from the bookshelf, the real story. We'll have our regular daily features, our commentary viewpoint, and as always, some great Cuban music, so don't go away. On a day like today in 1987, 30 years ago, Cuba delivered a note to the U.S. interest section here in Havana, informing the U.S. State Department that Cuban television would transmit a series of programs showing evidence of CIA activities by people who worked at the interest section. The TV programs presented on-the-spot footage of espionage activities. Cuba named 89 CIA agents who had operated from the interest section over the previous 10 years. Several Cuban double agents appeared on TV to tell their stories, that all in 1987, 30 years ago today. And on this date in history, in 1979, Cuba and Nicaragua reestablished diplomatic relations. After many long years of the Somoza dictatorship and very antagonistic relations toward Cuba from the Nicaraguan regime, all of that changed with the triumph of the popular Sandinista Revolution on July the 19th, 1979. And just a week later, the new revolutionary government of Nicaragua opened diplomatic relations with Cuba. On this date, 38 years ago, the reestablishment of relations between Havana and Managua. Let's move now to the news desk. Let's find out what's happening in our international and national news. We're joined by Lena Valverde and Juan Jacomino. First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Messages of congratulations continue to pour in on occasion of Cuba's National Rebellion Day.
Vietnam, Cuba for increased defense cooperation.
U.S. announces new sanctions against Venezuela.
Palestinians celebrate as Israel begins taking down Al-Aqsa restrictions.
And now the news in detail.
The Venezuelan government congratulated the people of Cuba on the occasion of National Rebellion Day, marked this July 26th. In a statement, the Venezuelan authorities recalled the attack on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks 64 years ago and highlighted the significance of the day for the Cuban people. The president of the Saharawi Republic, Brahim Ghali, sent a congratulatory message to his Cuban counterpart, Raúl Castro, on the occasion.